Hey everybody, welcome back to the Barbershop Group Podcast. Today is Monday, June 7th. You know, for a lot of people out there, this month represents so many things. It's Pride Month, it's a lot of stuff. You can't even name it anymore. Everything has a month to be recognized. It's also Men's Health Month, right? And, you know, obviously a lot of people are still dealing with the pandemic. Trying to get back to normal. And you know, a lot of people are getting vaccinated, are still wearing masks, or still debating. I don't know, but we can kind of see the direction that everything is headed in. One of the things that has happened as a result of the pandemic is that a lot of people have had to take a second and third look at their health and all things related to it, right? So COVID-19 added another dark footnote to our lives. You know, the average life expectancy in the United States dropped by a full year from 78 years, a little over 78 years old, to 77. Okay. I know that doesn't seem like a lot, but just stick with me because I got some stats here that are going to kind of raise your eyebrows, especially for guys. And that drop, that decrease in life expectancy happened within the first 6 months of 2020. So it definitely has something to do in part to COVID-19. That wasn't the only thing. There were other factors, but we can see a decrease. And now keep in mind, when I talk about life expectancies, these life expectancy numbers are more indicative of the status quo. So white people here in America, not indicative of black people here in America, who have a lower life expectancy rate, unfortunately, and due to several factors. And later on in a different podcast, I'll be talking about what a lot of doctors and researchers are finding within the African-American community as a result of COVID-19 and some other things. But according to the National Center for Health Statistics, right, the life expectancy between men and women widened even more. Women now outlive men by an average of 5.5 years today, as opposed to, you know, just under 5 years 2-3 years ago, right? So that's a big increase, just like that. Well, big increase or a decrease, right? For a variety of reasons, women historically outlive men. Now, research shows that men take more risks, and we know this. We face more work hazards. We know this. A lot of people don't like to admit that, but it's true. Men also have shorter lifespans because we often fail to tend to our own health, and we have to be honest about that as well. You know, a lot of stats show men keep skipping routine health screenings. We skip doctor visits more than women do. As a result, warning signs for heart disease, cancer, respiratory illnesses, and other problems can often go untreated in us, right? So the CDC has a lot of information about that, and we just got to do a better job as men of taking control of our health and not being afraid to go to the doctor and hear whatever it is that the doctor has to say. You know, again, it's June, it's Men's Health Month. This is a good time to remind all of our male friends, our relatives and coworkers, you know, and even our employees, that it's possible to lower their health risk, and that early screenings can prevent small health problems from becoming big, expensive and deadly health problems, right? And that's something that I know that's difficult for a lot of guys out there, because if your family is like my family, a lot of people in the family don't like to talk about their health issues. They don't like to say, well, you know, Uncle so-and-so died from this, or Auntie so-and-so got sick and has that. They don't speak like that. And I know in my family, a lot of times when somebody passes away, I'll ask my mom or my dad, hey, what did they die from? And you could tell they kind of feel uneasy about answering the question. And I'm going, no, we need to know this for a reason, right? But it's just, you got to have those conversations. I can't say that enough. Now, consider this list of healthy behaviors, right? You talk about making some changes in your life, and there you don't do everything right away, but inch by inch we get better. So one of the things that we have to do is we have to stop smoking. We have to decrease it, hopefully, right? If we can, and stop if we can. Smoking cessation programs and medications used together are actually highly effective. Now, a lot of people don't want to rely on medication, and that's okay. Whatever you do, you probably need to stop smoking as much as you do, or stop smoking altogether. Eat healthier, right? I said this in a previous podcast. Get rid of the processed food. Choose the vegetables and the fruits, whole grains, high fiber foods, man, and lean sources of protein. You have to eliminate a lot of sugar, things with a lot of sodium in it, a lot of saturated fats. So when you go in the grocery store, guys, and you're shopping, turn the box around and look at the ingredients. The vast majority of what's in the grocery store has some type of oil in it. Almost everything has oil in it. If it's in a box or a bag, it's got oil in it, right? So you got to be really careful about that. Now, I know a lot of guys out there will drink. If you are enjoying an adult beverage, have fun with that. But drink in moderation. One of the things we have to remember that alcohol still has a negative impact on the organs within the body. We can't get around that. And if you drink too much, it's going to create a problem for you. And the other thing to think about is, you heard me say previously, avoid sugar. Well, a lot of alcohol actually has sugar in it, and a lot of sugar in it too. So you have to think about that. One of the things that we guys don't talk a lot about is our weight, but we have to watch our weight too. Excess pounds can increase, our risk for heart disease, for diabetes, and for some cancers. So even though you don't see a lot of guys publicly talking about gaining weight, or the difficulty maintaining a healthy weight and things like that, there are men who struggle with it. There are a lot of guys who are really truly overweight, and they are trying to rationalize not being overweight and not doing anything about it. So hey, you've got to take control of your own life. Moving helps control weight and can reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke. Now, I know that a lot of guys out there who are, working more than 40 hours a week, maybe you've got children, maybe you're married, and you look up, your calendar is so full. It feels like you're moving, right? But you're really not. You're busy and you're getting a lot of stuff done. Yeah, right. And that's a lot of us. But are we taking time out to exercise our heart in a healthy way? I remember going to the doctor one time, and the doctor was saying, "Yeah, you're very active, but you're not putting the right type of stress on your body to help increase your level of health." So moving around, let's say you're a landscaper, you move around a lot, right? You're out there in the heat cutting grass and doing all kinds of stuff related to landscaping, and that's great. So you may look like you're healthy, but is it the right type of stress being put on your heart for its health? You got to ask yourself some questions about those things. Speaking of stress, definitely take some steps to reduce stress in your life, or learn how to deal with it in a healthier way. And one of the things that we have to do is we have to be honest about what we are experiencing, right? And find someone, a trusted friend, a professional, a mentor, someone who can help you work on reducing the level of stress, or coping with the level of stress that's in your life. Now, here's something that I still have to tell people, which is really crazy, and that is, guys, wear your seat belts. Men are 10% less likely to wear seat belts than women. All right. When guys are having accidents, and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration goes out to study these accidents and figure out what happens, they find that quite a few men out there are not wearing seat belts. It's 2021, guys. I don't understand why we're not able to wear our seat belts the way we should. Okay. You got a family. You want to go home. Wear your seat belt. Okay. It just makes sense. Now, mental health is another area of concern for men, and you guys know that because you listen to the Barbershop Group podcast. We're more likely to die by suicide than women, okay? We're also less likely than women to discuss or seek treatment for our mental health issues, whether it's anxiety or depression or whatever the case may be. a lot of men experience depression, sadness, feelings of worthlessness, suicidal thoughts, a lot of these things, and we don't actually talk about them. And in some cases, we don't even recognize them. One of the good things about the pandemic is that, in terms of mental health and physical health, telehealth became a huge thing for us, right? And so now you can text somebody right on your phone, you can make a phone call, you can have a Zoom call. And talk to somebody in the privacy of your own home without a lot of people around, and it makes it a little easier to open up about some things that you may be experiencing, right? Now, ultimately, the best defense is a good defense, right? Especially when it comes to healthcare. Health screenings for blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar levels are all vital, especially as we age. You talk about high blood pressure, man. It's African American men, particularly, as well as some other minorities, right? As we get into our 40s and 50s, we don't even recognize our blood pressure goes up. It just slowly creeps up. And before you know it, boom, we're at this threshold and we're like, how the hell did we get here? Well, that's because a lot of us don't have regular screenings to find out how our body is changing with age. We just think everything is fine. It's always fine. I'm good. How do you know? Another thing that we need to take a look at is colorectal cancer screenings and prostate cancer screenings, especially if these cancers have existed in your family, close family members have had these cancers. You want to start getting screened for it very early, okay? Colorectal cancer screening is extremely simple and it's inexpensive, but it could cut colorectal cancer deaths by 60% if you get that screening early enough. Okay. And it's interesting because with that particular cancer, over 50,000 people die from that disease each year. prostate cancer, you heard me mention it before, that strikes about 1 in 8 men in the United States. Older men, black men, and men with a family history of the disease, right? We all face higher risk. Prostate cancer is big in my family. The American Cancer Society recommends that most men discuss prostate cancer screening with their doctors at age 50. However, you heard me say, high-risk people need to start talking to their doctor about prostate cancer at 40. Okay? The American Cancer Society recommends that men at high risk, they do that. If you're 40, go ahead and start going now. So, again, June is Men's Health Month. These are some things to take a look at. I'll be talking about some other areas of physical health for men, since it is Men's Health Month. Some things that maybe we don't consider that we need to step back, take a look at, and get in touch with our doctors. Do some research. Find some journal information and some really good documentaries that focus on men's health. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of the fact that today we have more information than what we know what to do with, right? And there are a lot of people who we can go to and ask questions. And when I say there are a lot of people, there are a lot of professionals that we can go to and ask questions. So just wanted to leave that with you guys this Monday. Make sure that you are signing up for our website at tbgmen.com. You can get the news and blog articles there. You can also get our video podcast as well as the audio podcast all in one place. You don't have to jump around on your app and all of that stuff. So you can save us in your favorites. It's easy. So anytime anything is published, you'll be alerted and you can check it out. So hopefully you guys will have a great Monday. Be well. We'll talk to you soon.